of his Perakei Mishnah Yud Beis. Arba Midos B'Talmidim. We have a continuation over here, not how a person's in Siachas Dine Mominis, and also not Midos. Over here we're going to Talmidim. There are four types of Talmidim, which means four different levels of the ability. Without being a Talmud, one can't be Mekabel Torah. One can't be Mekabel also the lessons of life without being a Talmud. One needs, for every success in life, one needs a Rebbe. Lav lav havdalos, if a person wants to be successful in the career, also he has to have a Rebbe, and he has to be able to be Mekabel from a Rebbe. So this Mishnah is not only going to be by Dvarim Ruchniyim, but it's a Koyach Ruchni. The Koyach to be Mekabel from somebody else, to be a Talmud, is a Koyach Ruchni. A person successful in life, it's usually because he's able to listen, take advice, and is able to model his behavior on what he's seen from people bigger, better, and smarter than him. That's all a chelik of being a Talmud Hogu. The first midah is Ma'ar L'Shmoy O'Ma'ar La'Abid. Quick tfisa, but L'maisa thinks pop into his head, they pop out. Yotzos Chori Be'ev Seder. Remember that in the times of Chazal, the Ikkar learning was by memory. So this is true for absorption of information. It might also be true for inspiration. There's somebody who's easily inspired, but it fades away very quickly. So Melo, what's left? Yotzos Chori Be'ev Seder. At the end of the day, he's left with the hefsid. Most of the time, he's left uninspired. He's left uninformed. Kosher L'Shmoya, it takes him a while to get it, but when he gets it, Kosher L'Abid, it stays. Yotzef Seder B'Schori. Again, he's slow and he's behind getting out of the starting gate. But L'Maisa, once he's on the way, he's on the way. There's the famous Moshul, the rabbit and the hare. The rabbit runs ahead, but then he gets distracted. The other one, the race, goes much slower, but he keeps at it. He never gets distracted. That's the Talmud who's Kosher La'abed, holds on to the information. He also holds on to inspiration. Once a lesson is gained, it's gained for life. Ma'al L'Shmoya V'Kosher La'abed Chochom. The Midah of a Chochom is somebody who has innate intelligence. He's Taka Ma'al L'Shmoya. But he also absorbs information. Usually, that's not only a function of memory. Some of it is memory. But a lot of Kosher La'abed has to do with clarity. People that learn quickly very often absorb the material in a very shitchiistic, a very superficial fashion. And mamel, it's not clear in their heads, and therefore ma'ar la'abed. A chochom is somebody who absorbs something, and he absorbs it with fashtand. He absorbs it becomes part of him. And if it becomes part of him, it's klor, and it's internalized, then kosher la'abed. Kosher l'shmoya, he could barely listen. What he listens, he barely gets. Umar la'abed, plus he's distracted, and it pops easily out of his head. There's nothing worse than that. Now, we don't define over here in this Mishnah as chosid and rosho because it's not a function of performance. There's no rishus and tzidkus. We're talking here about emotional and intellectual abilities. In the world of abilities, zechelik ra, nebuch, he doesn't have it. The next Mishnah Yud Gimel, is more back to the world of tzaddik and rosho. Arba midos benoisnei tzedaka. There are four types of people regarding to how they give things out. This is a little bit different than what we had in the first Mishnah of the fours, which is the arba midos ba'odam. This is specifically, the midos ba'odam would sound more like shali shali shalcha shalcha, generosity, stinginess. Those are midos that attach the whole essence of the person. The ikur character trait that defines good midos is the fact that a person is not selfish. Rav Dessler speaks this out in his Michtam Elio, Chelik Alev. He has a whole kutris, noisim v'noito, where the ikim mehusa adam is defined as he a giver or taker. That's more the arba midas ba'adam. This is specifically the midah of giving out noisne tzedak. So we said before that the mission of arba midas ba'adam has to do with possessions, but it's really bigger than that. It's the whole fanem of a person, not only possessions. L'moshul in a marriage. Some people are, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. A husband and wife, I have my rights, you have your rights. Doesn't make for a very good marriage. It's me, the stoim. Stoim, they probably didn't have great marriages. The chosid, the rosha, those midos define every relationship that a person will have with anybody around him in any capacity, be it ruchnius or gashmius. Here we're specifically talking about giving out tzedakah to people that are less fortunate than oneself. There are four types of people biyachas to giving out tzedakah. Haroitzer, sheyitein, v'lo yitnu acherim. he wants to give. He enjoys the experience of giving. He treasures the being able to be a giver. But he wants to be the sole show in town. There is a gewisse Schlachkeit there. Is it about the person who's getting the oni? So why would you want to have to take over all the action by yourself? So he cares about other people. He wants to be a giver, but lamaisa, there's something missing. He doesn't go all out biyachas to others, that others should be on the giving side also. Yitnu acherim v'hu lo yitin. He wants that others should give and he shouldn't give. Ene ro b'shaloi. So there's also an ayin ro. Morale was very bothered. L'chay z'rosha. He doesn't mind other people being taken care of as long as he doesn't have to shell out a single penny. Then mamash rosha. Only the fourth case over here is called a rosha. The morale says, we're not talking about somebody who doesn't do anything for tzedakah. It's not pshat, he doesn't want tzedakah going on at all. The pshat is, he doesn't write the check out. What he does is, he goes around, and Itaka goes around collecting money. He's taka very involved in raising money, but lamaisa, he doesn't write the nice check himself. So there's a gewisse schlechkeit of enei ro bishaloi. He's not sholem in the world of being able to share his possessions, while erkenisht. Avada, he's a guter, and he wants Hatovis Abrius. The first person also wants Hatovis Abrius. But there's a certain tzimtzum biyachas to others. Here there's a tzimtzum biyachas to himself, but he's also a mate of him Abrius. Yitim v'yitnu acherim, he's enthusiastic. He gets others on board. He doesn't care if it comes from him or it comes from somebody else. The ikka is that whoever needs money should be taken care of. Chosid, that's the optimal. Lo yitim v'lo yitnu acherim, Rosha. That's mamasha Rosha.